Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another A Convo with Mo episode. It's your girl Mo Diggs, and I'm here with the gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
Wait, Lawrence, are you waiting for your own turn to say gang?
Oh. You don't want to be gang.
I just, at this point, I just don't know anymore.
I think you don't want to be gang.
Yeah, that's the energy that you're giving. You're giving the energy that you don't want to be gang.
Oh my gosh, like, I'm so gang. Like, I'm just, there's no limit to the gang that I'm in. Like, I'm so down for the gang. You ain't gonna
say. Oh my gosh. Okay, but I'm so happy to have you guys. We're so happy to be talking to you guys again, listener. It's been a while. You know how I get, you know, with Corona, you don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen with this. I may try to get an episode up, you know. Well, we did have let me not lie. We had an episode ready to go with Raven, the glow goddess, but the audio was geeking. I'm just going to be transparent. So we're going to, me and Raven are going to run that back, God willing. And you guys are going to hear it. It's talking about like paying black women, you know, and just her career, and she's a dope person at the glow goddess with no W on Instagram. So make sure you guys go and check Raven. Now, I guess I haven't let you guys say what's up to the people yet, have I? Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Lindsay, say what's up to the people.
What's popping, guys? It's your girl Lindsay, aka Crown by Grace. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Crown by Grace. As you know, no E in the crown.
Period. And Lawrence Green.
Hello, my beautiful kings and queens. It's your boy Lawrence Green at the King Since Birth.
Period. I wish they could see, like, I wonder if, like, when y'all hear him say that, do y'all sway? Because I mean, my beautiful kings and queens. Okay. Period. But yeah, we're so happy to be back, you guys. There's been a lot going on in that. You get me? Mm-hmm. There's been a lot going on. The last episode that we did, we were talking about Will and Jada. Mm-hmm. And August and July. And so I kind of wanted us to recap a little bit about that. And I feel like, we were making fun of the fact that Jada was going to have to bring herself to the red table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she actually did it.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
I was like, what that? What did you guys think, yo?
I mean, I think that, I think it needed to be done, though.
Mm, yeah.
I think it needed to be done. I think it needs to be addressed. But I think that for me, even watching, after watching it, of course, like, Will was like, oh, girl, you won't have to say for what it was. Like, because mm-hmm. he was like, you know, I wasn't in the thing. He was like, you were in a relationship. But I think that for me, it also kind of left me with more questions, though, because I was just like, dang, like, I wonder how he, like, if he came to you in a, like, a broken state, I wonder how he feels now. You get what I'm saying? Because even Lisa Ray did a little talk thing. She was like, if you were, like, if your whole point was to, like, mentor him, at one point did he turn from, like, being on your lap to you being, like, on top of
on
him?
On his.
Like, okay. how did that work, and how was that any benefit to his mental well-being already, if he was already fragile, you know? And then, like, what was that dynamic like? Because he was friends with your kids, and so now your kids know that you're, like, smashing their friend, Kwong. It's just, like, it's just messy. Like, you know, it was just, I just had more questions. I was like, okay.
Lawrence?
I was disappointed. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I finished watching the video, I was laughing and geeking and was just like, oh, what a good episode. But I think hearing all the different conversations kind of swayed me. But I was disappointed in Jada. I was disappointed at the fact that, you know, if you are a fan of Red Table Talk and just like the conversations that they have brought, you're kind of upset at the fact that she would allow herself to get to this place where, you know, get with this young man who was away his senior, and get into a relationship with him. And I think it correlated perfectly than what we talked about next, about this idea of her trying to build this young man up and then her going through what she was going through. And then it just got all entangled.
Yeah.
And then and then as soon as you open the video up, it looked like Will had been crying before we even got to the, we haven't even started talking about nothing. That he already looked like he had been, you know, having a moment.
Yeah.
And so it was just like,
he looked like he had been entangled.
Yeah. But, you know, like, men, it's hard. Like, it's definitely harder for men to go through stuff like that. Like, you know, men got egos, you know? And so, like, now it's not even that he's dealing with that in his family life, but the whole world knows. And they're, like, probably judging him, you know? So, like, there's no way it can be easy for him.
It probably just would have been better if she just had not said nothing at all.
No, you know what I think it was, honestly? I think that she could have done a better job. And guys, these are just our opinions. Like, you know, we have no idea. We know just as much as y'all. But I feel like, and for the record, you know, August had come out and said, yeah, like, I wasn't a victim. Like, stop trying to paint me as a victim.
But
like,
dropped also an entanglement song. So I don't.
He did. So it's like, we don't really know where your mental health state at right now. Like, we don't even know what is going on. And not to make a joke about it, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't really, anyways, I say all that to say, I feel like, kind of piggybacking off of what Lindsay was saying, Jada was like, she wasn't really trying to take responsibility of what happened. Like, she was just kind of playing around with it. And I feel like, you know what, something that I read, it was like, Jada and Will have been in the limelight for so long. Like, for us to think that they didn't, this entire thing wasn't scripted, is like, you know what I'm saying? That's like a little bit naive of us, because they're literally both professional actors. And people are like, oh, but it's like raw emotion. And it's like, yeah, Will had like one of the best scenes on earth when he cried about his fake daddy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if Will, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, I don't know. We just got to be careful of like what we, what do you think, Lauren?
I feel like, you know, you can't fake trauma and you can't fake hurt.
He did that one scene.
Because it pulled from a real place of his issues with his own father.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, he really did have daddy issues in real life. His daddy really didn't want him, man.
You're absolutely right.
I think that's like, you know, I think we can overanalyze the situation and rather, as Dion LaVan say, not call a thing a thing.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, you're right. Maybe that's us conspiracy theorists trying to think too hard. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I feel like I would have felt better if Jada was more like, yeah, you know what? I absolutely shouldn't have done that. Like, that absolutely was inappropriate.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but I just feel like there wasn't a lot of responsibility being taken. And kind of to your point, Lawrence, like, you know, I've watched Red Table Talks, and there's so much reflection that happens at the Red Table. And I feel like in a moment where Jada could have had so much reflection and accountability and just, like, been the person that she is to other people, to herself, she wasn't. And it felt like Will basically had to like pull stuff out of her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's kind of like, you might as well just not came to the table anyways.
Yeah. But I think that like, even last time, like before the table talk happened, I'm like, I don't know if y'all remember, I was like, she don't need the red table. She need Yala. And Yala would have got to the bottom of it. Like,
oh, she would have
unpacked everything. No, because it's true. She would like left no stone unturned.
Give it up.
I'm just saying.
Let's call the thing a thing.
Like, you know, she would have like really addressed it head on. We would have all been like, dang, like, you know? I don't know.
This is the tea. The tea is being spilled right now. Okay. Oh my gosh. But you know what? We hope the best of them and their trio, or however individually, however they.
Not their trio.
I mean, whatever they got going on, we hope the best for them.
Right.
And also, I kind of also want to talk about relationship goals, because I feel like with Jada and Will comes this discussion of relationship goals. Yeah. And everybody's like, I want that Will and Jada kind of love.
Yeah.
Because he's carrying her out the club, you know, and with her shoes off, and he holding her like. It's just like, if y'all know the image I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I just feel like this just shows, like, we don't know what's going on in their house.
Right.
Like,
right.
We don't know what is going on in their house. You don't know
or anybody's house for that matter.
Yeah.
Period. We don't know what's going on in anybody's house. So it's like, why do we give such praise to these? We're literally giving praises to pictures. Like, yeah. Like nothing is even, and even like when people do it to like a great couple in the limelight, like Russell and Ciara, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, what's the prayer? Oh, what's, it's like, y'all don't know what they've been through to get here. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we only know what they show us. And mm-hmm. so I really feel like, I don't know, you just gotta create the culture in your relationship that you want that makes you the most happy.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think that it's, I think maybe in my mind, I feel like it's easy to fall into that trap just because, you know how, like, even going, like, the Bible even talks about, like, walk by faith and not by sight. Like, it's easy to create your own perception and ideas based off what you see. And so if you see people or you see these couples on Instagram slaying, looking happy, like, you're going to think that that's what their relationship is like. You know what I'm saying? You're not really going to think about what goes on in their home because you're just basing it off of what you see. And even like, it is something that we have to, I guess, just combat in general, because I remember like even these YouTubers that we watch, like there's this YouTuber from Canada that I used to watch all the time, and her husband are getting a divorce.
Wow.
And we were all shocked, like, what? Like, there's no way. Like, they literally built this whole, like, LaToya, the Canadian girl.
We dropping names, right. Lord Jesus.
But no, but she came out. They came out on Instagram.
YouTube couple. They.
Yeah, this came out. This
of all of me.
So, but like they announced that they were getting divorced, and we were all like, "Dang, like that's so crazy." They have three kids together. Like they essentially, and I think maybe because like you know YouTube is more in depth in terms of like they have vlogs, and so like you kind of see like their quote unquote everyday life type of thing. You yeah. kind of see when they argue and things like that. So. I don't think we have like this perception of they have a perfect marriage, but we probably thought they had close to one, like they had a pretty good one, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when they came out and they were talking about they were getting divorced and the husband or the strange husband dropped a video talking about how like he literally can't live in that house anymore because there's no peace in that house. And mm-hmm. we're all just like, when was this? Because from what we saw
last week,
yeah, everything was fine. Like, you know, and that's like really goes to like what you're saying in terms of, we don't know what goes on in these people's houses. Like, you don't know what baggage and what issues people are dealing with. So, like, sometimes we just got to mind our business and thank God for mm-hmm. what we're in, you know?
Because that's your business.
Yeah.
Because that's your business. Shout out to, wait, what's her name again?
Brown. Tabitha Brown.
Tabitha Brown. Shout out to Tabitha Brown, y'all. That's facts. Because it's a couple, it's a couple YouTube couples that I know that I've seen, and their divorces be ugly. The ones yeah. on YouTube that be. It'd be the ugliest because it just yeah. be like everybody's eyes on y'all. And yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like this really showed me like, yo, like you cannot covet nobody's relationship. Like
yeah.
your relationship goal should be the love that Christ has for the church. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Because that you have awesome. Seen has never failed. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Ever.
The love that Christ has for the church is the epitome of what, you know, is the ultimate relationship goal. And that's just, it's some relationships in the Bible. I'd be like, hell no, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, you let your man do what? Concubine. No, sorry, Jesus. No, thank you. Oh, man, like, you let him say you was his sister? Oh, hell no, it couldn't be me. Okay, I'm like, oh, that's my man. And so, yeah, so I say all that to say, you know what I'm saying, just make sure you when you're in your relationship, because it gets hard and you know you compare yourself to the next person or maybe the couple, just make sure you're building a culture that emulates, you know, the most holiest relationship, which is God's relationship
right,
with us.
Right.
So and just healthy and what makes you comfortable and what makes you happy, that's most important. Because, child, if you'll emulate some of these relationships out there and you will end up in a toxic relationship, you don't even know how you got there.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to be like, Tiana and Iman, or, you know, even Barack and Michelle, like, they look so, child, we don't know what's going on in that White House
at all.
Okay, we need to be careful. But our last topic I wanted to talk about was Megan the Stallion, y'all. Chow. Megan the Stallion. On July 12th, I'm sure you guys all know, there was a report put out that Megan the Stallion had been in an altercation. I guess I'm going to call it an altercation for a lack of better terms, or an incident outside in LA, where there were gunshots, and Tory Lanez is in the car, as well as her, I think, manager, Kelsey. And then later on, it was revealed that Megan Thee Stallion was shot in both feet, and the victim of the incident. And the only other people in the car, once again, was Tory Lanez and her manager, Kelsey. And her manager, Kelsey, has come out to say she did not shoot Megan Thee Stallion. And so the facts, are looking like Tory Lanez. This was looking like, I don't know if it's true. It's looking like Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
We don't know why. We don't know how. We don't even know if that specifically is true. But just based off of our assumptions, there's a lot going on. And not only that, you know, with this information being revealed, people then started making memes, tweets, you know, jokes, funny videos. Ricky, just like disgusting jokes in relation to Megan Thee Stallion and her being a victim of gun violence. And I just want to talk about it because I'm just so disgusted. I'm just so sick of people just being so insensitive to Black women and just Black women having to be, because... And I don't know if you guys know, but Megan Thee Stallion just got on live a couple days ago. I think it was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was borderline crying, talking about, you know what I'm saying, like what happened to her.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, it just breaks my heart because I just think like how, like, I don't know, man. Like this girl is, why does she have to get on live and cry before
we take it seriously?
We take it seriously.
Yeah.
For all this outpouring of love, because, and I saw another tweet, I love me some Twitter, I saw another tweet that was like, if Tory Lanez would have shot Kylie Jenner,
we'd be in the street saying her name.
We would be in the street saying his name, okay? Because it would have been over. It would have been over. I just feel like, but like, it's just like, what, man? I mean, what do you guys think? Because I can't even process my thoughts.
I'm disappointed in, because I feel like the first person that I really ever saw make a legit joke about it was 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like this man is such a bully. He bullies everybody. And I just don't know why we continue to give people, are celebrities like him, space to continue to bully people online.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because he kind of like one of the, he may not have been the first person to cast the first stone, but it was somebody who we know with influence enough for us to be like, oh, yo, this is funny.
Yeah, like we can make a joke about it now. I guess we can make jokes about it. The coast is clear.
Yeah. And it's just like, and then she had to come out and be like, bring out a tweet and just be like, y'all, this ain't funny. This is my real life. Like, I am traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
For them to be like, for him to like come back. And then after her second FaceTime, I mean the live, he comes back and does an apology. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, at this point, your apology is for the birds.
It literally the birds.
Because... like, go ahead, Mel. I'm just...
No, I mean, it's just like, it's nobody cares. No, we don't. And it's like, hip-hop culture breeds, like, they coddle men. Like, 50 Cent should be canceled, but people are still going to support him. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these, like, Tory Lanez, I've been like, oh, yeah, he's canceled. Like, he's done. Like, nobody's going to... I'm really scared that Tory Lanez is not going to be untouched. That's how much I feel like hip hop culture, black culture doesn't respect black women. I really feel like Tory Lanez is going to be untouched. I feel like he's going to come out. Because look at Chris Brown. Chris Brown beat the living daylights out of Rihanna. Like, he beat her like a man. And he still has one of the biggest platforms. He's still one of the most famous performers. Hmm. Chris Brown, they're talking about dual verses with, like, what? Like, I honestly feel like Tory Lanez is going to be untouched. Like, I don't think anything is going to happen to him. And that scares me. And it breaks my heart for Megan. Yeah. It does. It breaks my heart for her. Because I even feel like it's to the point where people would even be like, Megan, like, why are you trying to bring a black man down? Like, after he shot her. Right. These are not like preposterous like takes.
Yeah.
Like this is down the timeline. this is real stuff that people really do in real life to real black women now. Like black women get raped and they be like, girl, he said he was sorry. Like, what?
Yeah.
He said he was sorry. Huh?
Yeah. Come again.
Help me understand, because I don't understand. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm really praying, and I hope that, Megan gets justice, and Tory Lanez goes to jail for assault with a deadly weapon.
I mean, I read that the LAPD, I think, was, like, now opening, after her live, like, they were now opening a case of, like, assault against him. Before they weren't. So we don't, like, you know, we only hope that, as you said, like, she gets justice. But it is crazy that, first of all, I didn't even know that she was shot in both of her feet. Like, I thought she was just shot in one foot. And so, like, that's a lot.
No, because that means that it wasn't an accidental shot.
Yeah, you were trying to harm her.
You were trying to hurt her. Yeah. You were like, oh, you're never gonna twerk again. Like, that's what he was, you know what I'm saying? Nah, for real. Yeah. Like, I'm like, he was really like, oh, you never gonna get on a stage again. And that's her career. Like, he was trying to, like, what if it really effed up something in her foot?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. She couldn't walk.
It would have been a cold girl summer. We wouldn't be doing nothing.
Yeah.
He tried to end Meg, I swear.
No, that's true. And it's wild with his little short self.
And that's what I'm saying. And you already 5'4".
Is he even 5'4" though?
I don't even know. And you bald headed.
I'm sorry.
I'm just taking shots.
I'm mad. She's upset.
I do like how Meg came back and she was able to express the importance of protecting your space.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, let's talk about that, child.
Because I do think, because a lot of people are trying to put this narrative out there that maybe that she did something to provoke, or you know, they were in some type of situation. And yeah. I think it's inappropriate, but I think coming from her and being able to like reflect, and she's just like, you know what, I'm famous, I've gotten so hyped up with everything that's going on that I allow people to get into my circle that really did not desire or want to know or even go
deserve
right to have my best interest at heart in my circle. And for her to just be able to have that reflection and be like, okay, maybe I need to slow down and really reevaluate who I have around me and who I'm continuing to allow to be around me.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm 110% with that. I feel like a lot of the times, and she even said it, you know, I was moving too fast. You know, I don't have both parents, you know.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart that she even had to get on live to say that, because people wanted to be just like trying to defame her and how can you make the victim the culprit or the perpetrator, you know what I'm saying,
the aggressor?
How can you make her the aggressor? She was shot, and you never deserve to be shot unless you're trying to rob somebody
or kill them.
And we know she wasn't trying to kill Tory Lanez in the car.
Yeah,
so what are we even really talking about right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like you guys said, like it definitely re-emphasizes the importance of how, because like I did read that she said, like, you know, she was like trying to fill a void by like having all these friends around and stuff, and it just goes to say that like it's there's some things that you like people will not be able to like do for you. There's some things that like friends will not be able to like heal or cover up for you. And so like it is important for all of us to really take our emotional and mental well-being seriously. Like, girl, that like you got, if you got to get into therapy, like, you know, however you have to like heal and let go of that pain, because don't nobody else want to end up in a situation like this, you know what I'm saying? And of course she didn't think that she was going to end up in a situation like this, so yeah, it's definitely an eye-opener.
And also just like being more spiritually inclined, I feel like that looks like, you know, excuse me, y'all. I feel like for us, especially, you know, as Christians, like sometimes we don't even do spiritual checks of who's around us. Mm. You know, we just kind of riding with everybody. That's all
true.
Crazy.
That's true. That's
our discernment ain't on 10. That's, you know, true. What I'm saying? And it's like, and I do it all the time. I'm so friendly. Like, I love everybody. Mm-hmm. That I'm so easy to let people into my space. Mm-hmm. Until it's too late. Mm-hmm. Then you know what I'm saying? Then you're like, you're dealing with all this other stuff, all this baggage, because you ain't really check out who they were in that very moment. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are people that's been there too long? Mm-hmm.
And their time is up. Time's up.
Been expired.
Your season has expired, yeah. So I think that it even just goes back to, you know, how the Bible talks about guarding your heart. And of course, she didn't think that she was going to end up in a situation like this. But even just if, like, from what I was reading, like, it goes back to a heart issue, like losing both parents and feeling that void, feeling that pain, and trying to, you know, like mask it and let other things in that certain place, you know. So it's mm-hmm. definitely important for us to guard our hearts, guard our minds, guard our emotions, and definitely know the people who are around us, not just by their physical nature, but by the fruits that they bear and by their spirit, you know?
Yeah. 100%. Lawrence?
I just feel like it kind of all ties in together with everything that we've spoken about, just getting into entanglements and understanding relationship goals and the different things like that, and you know, even the situation of protecting your space is just like, in my opinion and in my belief, I just believe like when we really center ourselves in knowing who we are and really knowing, and the only really for me in my belief is the only way to really know who you are is to really know who God is. And so it's just like the more I find out more who he is, it allows me to find out more who I am. And so I learn and I gain a level of values and beliefs and a system of things that, okay, because I know who I am, I'm not going to compromise my values or my beliefs or my views on this particular thing. For example, of just like, if God has called me beautiful, then I'm not going to allow some woman or friend or boss or coworker or somebody who I'm trying to get a job with to contradict that belief or that view that I am beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, or just put myself in a position of in bad relationships with people and just a whole bunch of stuff that's just beneath you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like when we have that relationship with God and he just builds us up to know, then not saying that, you know, relationships will be easier, because you know we're all flawed people, but it's just like you know how to I guess maneuver a little bit better in reference of showing love and showing mercy and showing grace towards people, and then knowing when to cut things off in a sense of you want to continue in a toxic pattern and I can't continue to give you opportunity and space if you're going to continue to remain toxic in this circle.
Yeah.
Period. Like, exactly. I feel like it's just a matter of just checking your circle, protecting your space, you know, just being aware, discernment. Everything that you and Lindsay said, I second that. I touch and agree. But yeah, I think all of these, like you said, Lawrence, I feel like all of these topics definitely align with each other It's just being careful with people, yo. To be honest, just be alone. Loneliness, like, nah. like, nah. That's not what we're saying. But just, you know, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the people that you're with. And, you know, make sure you keep close to people that you know are good. And fill your empty voids with Jesus.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I said that in a joking manner, but I was very serious in that. But anyways, that is it for this episode. Do you guys have any last remarks or anything like that?
I feel like we've said all there is to say. But Lauren's usually be coming through with a good conclusion.
Yeah, he concluded before I said period. Yeah. He gave that conclusion. So that's it from us here at the Convo with Mo, y'all. We love you guys. Lawrence.
Thank you.
Lawrence, tell them where to find you.
You can follow me at A King Since Birth.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube at Crown by Grace, no E in the crown. And if you need your hair done, follow me at Crown by Lens. Again, no E in the crown.
Yo, Lindsay be doing my hair, y'all, and it be less than 3 months. I be giving, literally in the year 2019, I got my hair braided 3 times, and I had braids in my hair all year. So I say all that to say, them joints gonna last, and it's gonna grow your hair. So don't play with her, play with your kids, okay? But that's it for this episode, y'all. Make sure you guys follow me at Mo Digger, that's 2 E's and 3 G's, as well as the at Convo with Mo Instagram page on Instagram. Follow us, respond, comment on the last post, and let us know what you think. Hashtag a convo with Mo on Twitter. And that's it. We are out of here, y'all say bye.
Bye. Love y'all.
Yeah,
love
guys.
We're out of here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.